On the line now, I have productivity coach Ciara Conlon. Yeah. Good morning to you, Ciara.
Good morning, Noel.
Okay, now this thing you're having on the Thursday, the 25th of January, when you say design for life, great time of the year to do it as well, when people are making resolutions and that. It's give us a brief an outline of what it is, because I'm trying to figure out, is it just for everyday life? Is it for work life? Is it, what is it for?
Yeah, it's about, it's a evening seminar, and it's about taking control of your life in whatever format you need to do that in. So a lot of us just go with the flow. We let life happen to us, and we don't think too much about how we want it to be different this year or next year or in 5 years' time. So what this is about, it's about taking control of that and deciding, you know, what do I want in my life? What's in my life now that I don't want in my life? And how do I want to make it better? So it's about focusing on the right things, putting your attention on the right things so that you can start to make changes in order to create that life that you would love to have.
Mm-hmm. And this is work life, and it's living life, the whole shebang across the board.
Absolutely, because we often try and disassociate one from the other, which doesn't really work, because you're one person, you've one mind, and it's all in there together. So making the decisions about change, so maybe you want to bring in more exercise, eat more healthily, all of those personal decisions massively impact your work life also.
Mm. And can I go back to your first book? You've written a few, I'm sure, but the one, Chaos to Control, is this how you sort of came to this initiative?
That's it, exactly. I'm the most disorganized person you'll ever meet, or I was, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
But naturally, they're still my tendencies. So I'm messy, disorganized, and I always wanted to achieve so many things in life, but I was never quite getting there until I came across productivity, which is a word for a lot of people doesn't really mean much. It's but for me, productivity is about making sure that you're spending your time or focusing your time on the right things. So it's up to everybody to decide what those right things are. But if you want to make progress in life, if you want to be successful, you have to identify what things you need to do in order to do that. And from a very early age, I was always disorganized, unfocused. I had grand ideas, but I was never following through with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to learn simple systems that helped me to focus better. So in particular, I started to use my calendar. So for me, one of my goals was to write a book. But I was never finding the time. I had small children, you know, and I was always busy like everybody. But I started to use the calendar and schedule in small amounts of time to write. And then I created a habit of writing. So mm-hmm. if I only had to, you know, spend 15 minutes a day writing, but eventually that all adds up. And you finally have a book.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm just looking at the title of it, From Chaos to Control. Chaos to Control. But, you know, some people live in organised chaos and only they know their system and stuff like that. But I suppose you wouldn't dispute it if it's working for them. And I suppose the key word is if they're happy at what they're doing, that's it.
That's exactly it, Noel. You know, nobody has to do things the way somebody else says. If things are working for you, keep doing what you're doing. You know, organized chaos, though, even if you bring in that word, there's obviously some sense of disorder in there. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's up to everybody to decide, could they get a bit more organized? Could they do things a little bit better in order to give you better results on the other side?
Okay, and have you, obviously you've done these talks like this before?
Yes, indeed. So I'm a coach, and mm-hmm. I do a lot of speaking events, and I work in companies doing leadership programs and productivity workshops. So just helping teams become more organized and work better together, that's what I do mm-hmm. most of the time. And then I do these kind of events. So these kind of events are for anybody, any individual who would like their life to be a bit better this year. So it's given them some tips, some guidance, and some motivation, I suppose, to change your life for the better.
Mm-hmm. And is there any sort of profile to the people that you're aiming at, an age group or anything like that? I mean, can people? I mean, you know the old saying: can you teach a dog an old dog new tricks?
You can indeed. I work with a lot of different people, and I have a lot of clients at the moment in their 60s. So it doesn't matter what age you are, if you want, you know, this year to be better, even if you have 1 year in your life that you get to do everything you ever dreamed of, wouldn't that be good enough?
Mm-hmm.
So it really is about anybody. You know, a lot of people that come to me, it's a lot of women who might be trying to juggle a work life and a home life, so they get a lot out of this. But because a lot of what I do is around productivity and getting organized, a lot of younger people like that as well in order to get their work life more organized. So, it's good for anybody.
And I suppose care as well, I mean, as I mentioned, age and older people, a lot of people retiring, and as people are living longer, but they have to retire. So that's a good chance for them to say, well, okay, a fresh start, and you're this type of thing would give them a new focus on life, I suppose, the way of looking at something they always wanted to do, and to just give them that little surge and the batteries to keep going and change.
That's it, exactly. There's plenty of life left in somebody who's retired, and there's so many people that have a lot to give, whether that's in community or, you know, in a directorship or whatever it is, or charity. You know, there's lots of potential there, and it is about just making that decision and not wasting life waiting for things to happen.
Okay, I mentioned one book. I think there's another one called Productivity for Dummies. What was that about? That sounds...
So, again, it's, you know, it's a lot of the same type of concepts. So it's about focusing on your goals. It's about getting organized at home, clearing the clutter. So we all have so much clutter in our lives at the moment, mental clutter from information overload. We all have so much social media going on. So a lot of the time we're going around with our minds so full, we can't even think straight about what we want to do or what we need to do. We've a lot of physical clutter. We live in a materialistic age where we all have, you know, enough money to keep buying stuff, and this stuff can get in our way as well. And then in a work environment, we have a lot of electronic clutter, our email and even just files on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in that book, there's a lot about organizing that. Both in your home environment, your bedroom, your wardrobes bursting with stuff. So taking control of that and clearing all that clutter out of the way would be part of that.
Okay.
So in that book, there's a lot for home as well as for students, helping students get organized, and then a lot about teams and getting more organized at work.
It's terrific because it covers the spectrum, and just I want to clear it all up and sort of clarify everything for the event, because I mean it's not for academics. People might sit back and say, "Oh, this event that's only for people who have high flying jobs or whatever it may be, or maybe college degrees." But this is across the spectrum for everybody. It's changing your life, whether it's in work, outside work, or both, or everything altogether.
It is. It's taking control and creating new positive and productive habits that are going to get you where you want to go in life.
Okay, I'm sure you have a website, Ciara, do you?
I do. It's ciaraconlon.com, and you'll get a link there to Eventbrite where there's details of the event there as well.
Okay. Is there any particular, I don't know whether it's a Q&A at times, I'm sure you do get people asking you questions. Is there a particular question that people ask you all the time that surprises you?
That's a tough one now. That surprises me. I suppose I'm never surprised, by by any question.
Yeah, the reason I'm asking that is that because I imagine a preface to what I've said before about, you know, people thinking it's for academics and all like that. I imagine, and then when they come, they're surprised that you know,
well,
the advice.
There is one question, actually, that Dave Fanning asked me in an interview many years ago, and that was, what if you don't want to change?
Okay.
But you did start the interview.